This is a podcast all about cancer with my best friend Nadia and me. We talk about our cancery journeys and navigating the cancery seas. This was recorded pre-COVID. Hi everyone, it's Maddie here. So the last episode Nads and I recorded was in October 2019. I'm really sorry to say that she passed away on the 26th of November. She deteriorated quite quickly and decided to try chemo to give her a bit longer. And she had one chemo session and then she got sepsis and then died. So it was actually quite sudden. She'd bought a recorder so she could record messages for Myla and Hayden for when they grow up on their birthdays, and she wanted to leave them little voice notes, and she didn't have any time to do that. You know, after she'd had the first chemo and she started feeling rough, she said, you know, I've decided that I'm not gonna, you know, I want to have the last however long chemo free. It's sort of really sad that she didn't have the time to do that. When she got really sick after the chemo and then she got sepsis, she never recovered. So, and she was surrounded by her family and friends. Listening back to the podcast, in a way, has been really hard. It's really nice because it feels like we're sat having a brew and a laugh. I'm so sort of devastated in a way, but listening back, it's so, she was so brave and we laughed a lot. Listening back to it, I'm like, I can't believe we're laughing at all that. But that was where her real strength was, that she found a lot of light in huge amounts of darkness, which cancer is. It's so difficult and it's not easy, but we managed to sit and chat and have a brew and find the light in the dark moments. So just listening back, you know, she was just the loveliest person and the funniest person. I'm so thrilled to have been best friends for 20 years with her. I hope for those of you that knew Nads that this will be some sort of comfort, and for those of you who didn't, you get such a real sense of who she was, which was just an incredible woman. So I'm hoping to continue this podcast in some way. You know, we can follow Nadia's example of trying to be as brave as we can in our lives. Like, that's what she would have wanted, is for people to be happy. I think that's all she really ever wanted. And she got so much joy from other people's happiness as well. I try and remember that when I feel completely devastated about her. I try and think, well, and now I think loads, like, what would Nads want? What would Nads say? And I talk to her out loud sometimes. She spoke so incredibly about living with cancer and, yeah, just hugely brave and courageous in the face of it all and completely dignified to the very end. So, yeah.